Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
J-Rock, Klein Alley Show. I received, I think, maybe the greatest text message you could ever receive yesterday from someone that does not text me often. And oftentimes, as you know, when you get a text from someone that you're not in regular, you know, communication with, let's be honest, most people, you probably have 5 people you text with on a semi-regular basis.
Maybe, yeah, and then even then, and most of them are like friends that really my wife just talks to. So I receive texts and I don't even have to respond, which is nice.
And every once in a while, you get that random one-off text. Maybe it's someone's from out of town. I happen to be in L.A., just wanted to say what's up. I did that a few years ago, got a message from a guy that I hadn't seen since college. He was like, are you still living in L.A.? I'm here for a couple days for work. Want to get a meet? And it was great because you don't get those very often. And for the most part, I think we all fall into some sort of a routine, talk to the same people. Every once in a while, a new person enters your life.
You break the or re-enters and it breaks
right,
it up. Yeah,
breaks it up. This was a text from someone that, as I said, I have less than 20 texts with ever.
Is it that girl that...
Not a girl.
Was at a bachelorette party and then texted you?
No, it was not a girl. I mean, yes, I guess I have received better texts in my life, technically, if when I was single and it was like, hey, are you up? But I got those very rarely. And if someone was texting me, are you up? It meant that a lot of other people did not respond.
I was not or unfortunately not
I was
up.
Definitely not the first, are you up text. I'd be like very, I'm sure that was sent many
times.
Had to
get times. To the K section.
Yeah. So I got this text yesterday. And this was maybe the greatest text I think you could ever receive. I think Omar would agree. This guy goes, I need to cook a steak and take a bunch of pictures for some Father's Day content that I'm putting together. My grill is not working. Is there any chance I can come by and use your grill to take pictures of this 36-ounce prime ribeye? After I'm done cooking it, you can have it.
Whoa!
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Is that the greatest text you've ever received from anyone ever?
Wait, he doesn't want any of it? He's just going to cook it and leave?
He had to take video or pictures for some Father's Day something he's doing for a magazine or a website or whatever, and his grill, I guess, conked out. He's like, and this is a guy that lives near me, so he knew that I... you know, potentially have a grill, which I do. And he basically said, I just need to come by. I don't even care if you're home. I need to go in your backyard, use your grill, and then I will leave you the steak.
Whoa, that's dinner taken care of. And lunch the next day.
36 ounces. I'm sure, usually at a restaurant, I want to get a 16-ounce steak, but I think that seems overzealous. So I will go, what's the one just beneath that? I'll go
like 12 ounce.
14, 12 right. ounce. 36-ounce steak.
Dude.
My favorite cut, too.
And ribeye. Is this guy, obviously, if he's taking pictures for social media or whatever, he's a good cook?
He's a cook. That's what he does. He's like a barbecue guy. He's a chef.
Oh, my God. It's one of those things where it's like slow and low?
I didn't even ask him his method. He just needed a grill. Because I think that the reality is most of all the stuff he does, he's all like advanced. So he's cooking over like pits of fire and all these. And they needed to do something for, you know, regular idiots like me. So it's just like, you needed like a normal man's backyard grill. And I said, I got that.
I'm normal man.
No more
that's
normal
me,
man.
That's me, Mr. Norman.
Hey, you want an average normal man? You're looking at him. So I said, right back immediately. I never responded quicker. I said, what? It's yours. Help yourself. Gates open. Walk in.
Cool.
Go nuts.
So did he come over yesterday?
I didn't eat all day. I got very excited about this.
You were fasting.
I said, I'm going to have a 36-ounce steak waiting for me. I couldn't be more excited. And in fact, my wife got mad as to how excited I was about this, because she's like, you're never this excited about anything.
Yeah, but free steak,
I said,
free dinner at home that you don't have to cook for yourself?
And cooked by someone who's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a combination of all of those things.
That's better than going to a restaurant.
We talked about one of the best things that can happen to you in a day that turns a regular day into a great day is unexpected. This
yes.
was completely unexpected.
Right.
Didn't think I would get this. Unexpected, as you mentioned, free, your big buzzword.
Yes.
Then steak, meat, my big buzzword.
Oh, yeah.
And all of those things combined by a guy that's that does this, you know, professionally.
Right.
And he didn't want it because for him, it's just another day, another steak.
He
doesn't
care. He's probably eating a million of them.
So he goes, yeah, I'll just cook it up, take some pictures, and leave it on the grill. I just would eat it within the hour or else, you know, it's going to have to move. And I said, come on by whenever you need it. And it worked out just like he said. Came by. When I got home, I smelled. You know that smell when you have that jealous? I call it like a smellacy. It's like full-on jealousy of a smell of someone else grilling something that smells mm-hmm. good. And you can't figure out if it's a neighbor. Then you start to get angry. Like, was I not invited to something?
Mm-hmm. You can tell somebody else in the house is a better cook than you.
I pulled up yesterday. I got home. And first thing I smelled, I go, whoa, someone's cooking something that smells really good. And then it hit me because I had already forgotten about
it's
the text.
For once, it's your house.
That's on me. I walk. There's no one back there. I don't even see the guy. No one there.
So you didn't even have to talk to him? He was already gone?
No, it was the best thing ever. It was
like, you don't even have to do idle chit-chat. Oh,
no,
so what'd you smoke it with?
Right, no small talk, nothing. I walk in. The grill is still hot. I open it up. Steak sitting right there.
Damn.
And how was it?
It was the greatest.
Where is it?
I ate it all.
What? No way. 36 ounces?
All 36 ounces.
Well. You look very bloated.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel a little bloated today. My plan, Allie, to be honest, was to eat some of it and bring some of it in here.
I know. I want some.
And I ended up eating it all.
Wow.
But
happy for you.
Every time you get a text message, it could be potentially the greatest text message of your life. And for anyone who accuses our show of being not optimistic enough or
positive,
I guess is the word they're looking for. I can't think of another synonym for it. Just remember that every once in a while, you get a random free steak.
Oh my God. 562, this is like erotic stories for El Cheapo.
God, it's all the things you would have loved.
I'm like, yeah? And then it was free? And then it was how much?
Yeah, I know. You're so turned
on
by it.
No money?
We take a quick break. When we get back, lots of show to get to.
Got to shower off.
Allie got scammed by Big Dental.
Now, I think so.
If you want to try to go ahead and put the over-under on how many cavities she had filled yesterday,
it was too many.
Take the over.
Take the over. I'm a non-cavity person. That was my MO.
We'll come back with that and more after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.